We hear again from the epistle reading of 1 John 3. See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God, and so we are. In the name of Jesus. In the news, the captain of the Los Angeles Police Department spoke of a young man picked up on gang charges, and the captain said the young man needed something to belong to, and that's what the gang did. We do all need to belong. On the webpage, the Los Angeles Police Department lists some of the reasons why a young man joins a gang, one being identity or recognition, another fellowship or brotherhood. And then it goes on to explain how he achieves that status that he has failed to find in his family or other places. We do all need to belong, and when we don't, we will find something to belong to. That's hardly surprising. The Lord created us to belong to one another, to care for one another. He created us for companionship and friendship. He created us to look at each other's face and see each other's tears and smiles. It is not good for the man to be alone, God said, Genesis 2:8. When God created man, he didn't create just male, as if a single person would be able to have humanity on his own. He created male and female and gave the man and the woman to be married and bring forth children. And families were formed up in neighbors and communities. Alone. We were never created for that. I and the Father am one, said Jesus, John 10. No one comes to the Father but by me, said Jesus, John 14. The Father and the Son are one with each other, never alone, and with the Holy Spirit. They converse with one another, even saying in the Trinitarian conversation such things as, let us make man in our image, Genesis 1. And then male and female created he them. So when God made us in his image, he made us to be not alone. He made us to be, as he puts it in Genesis 1 in creation, man and woman, families then in communities to be with each other. He created us to belong, to put it in the words of that police captain, to be with each other, to see the faces and hear the voices of one another, to help and care for and show compassion. So even now, when a brother or sister in Christ is single, they are not alone. We all belong to one another in the fellowship of Christ's church. We're bound together in the companionship and fellowship of Christ Jesus. So when we don't belong, something is wrong. It's from sin, we know that. People broken off of each other because of pride or shame or hatred, or even humans broken off from one another by false man-made categories such as race. Do we belong? Do you belong? Using the most intimate, familial word of all, Jesus says, you belong. 1 John 3. What kind of love the Father has given to us? Already right there, Jesus is not speaking of singular, but of us, as he speaks through his apostle John. What kind of love the Father has given us that we should be called children of God, and so we are. To be a child of God is to belong. That's what we were created for, to belong to God, to be the recipients of his love, to receive gifts from him in every way. It is that belonging that we destroyed when we went our own way. Will we receive the gift of the tree in the middle of the Garden of Eden in the way that God gives it to us as a gift, or will we take it according to our own desire? By that sin, we destroyed our belonging. It's not that we didn't belong to something, we did. We now belong to our own desire. to the demons who tempt, and to the world which shares in our sin. We did belong, but in belonging to our own sinful flesh, to the demons, and to our sinful world, we found ourselves belonging to that which has no love. Jesus restores us. That's what he did at the cross. He took our sin in his own body, and he crucified it. That's what he did for us in baptism. He put the name of the Father on us, restoring us as children of the God of love. 1 John 3:1. See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God, and so we are. The reason why the world does not know us is it did not know him. So now that is Jesus' voice for our world. Our world filled with people, isolated and who need to belong. Our world where a police department explains how a young man will even join a gang from a need to belong to something, to anything. Where we hear of skyrocketing rates of depression and even suicides as people are isolated from one another. Where people are tempted in the absence of love to replace it with other things, such as lust. Jesus' voice to each person in our world is, you belong. I have reconciled you to my Father. I cleanse you of your sin. I cover you in my honor. I call you into the fellowship of my church. You belong to my Father, for I have ransomed you with my own blood. This is Jesus who came and stood in the midst of his terrified disciples and said, peace to you, Luke 24. Peace with the Father. Peace from the Son by gift. Peace delivered to you by the Holy Spirit who keeps you in the word of your Lord Jesus. Peace with one another. For those who belong to Christ Jesus belong to one another, joined in oneness in the fellowship of his body and blood. This is the peace of knowing that your sin is daily forgiven and that you stand before the Father as his child, justified by the word of his Son. So why are you troubled? Luke 24:38. And Jesus said to them, why are you troubled? And why do doubts arise in your hearts? See my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Touch me and see. For a spirit does not have flesh and bones as you see that I have. And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. And while they were while they still disbelieved for joy and were marveling, he said to them, have you anything here to eat? They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate it before them. Jesus came to be with us in the most intimate way. He came as our brother, as human as we are in every way, except without sin. He came not as a spirit, but with flesh and bone, even showing his hands and his feet to his disciples who were troubled. While they were still disbelieving, he ate fish so they could know that he's one of them. He is as human as you and I, as our neighbor, as that young man who doesn't know if he has a family or a friend to whom he might belong. And Jesus says, peace to you. And he calls us children of God. To be a child of God is to belong. And Jesus desires no one left out. So Jesus' voice to our world is, peace to you. I forgive you your sin. You are a child of God. You belong. So that's the church's voice to our world too. Our voice to the world is the proclamation of Christ, the proclamation of his cross. Our voice to the world is peace to you. By the blood of Jesus, you are a child of God. You belong. Our voice to one another in the church is peace to you. You are a child of God. By the body and blood of Jesus, our sin is forgiven. Our sin, even against one another, is forgiven. We are children of God, brothers and sisters in the fellowship of Christ Jesus. We belong even to one another. In the name of Jesus, amen.